This is Checker Talks, a podcast wherever we talk about whatever we felt like Googling that day. This is Alan Aguilar.
This is Zachary Cox.
And this is Ryan Bradford.
I'm proud of myself right now.
That was a good opening, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
You felt good there. You
see,
felt the
vibes. Zach fucked it up last week, so
I had
to get it back.
Get
it in.
I screw up once. You screw up 24 times, and I take it once.
I have not recorded 24.
You're going to include the ones we haven't put out or the ones we haven't actually finished?
I don't think we're 24 weeks into the... Oh, yeah, we are.
We're 16 weeks.
Into the year?
Oh, no, I thought you meant how long you've been doing it.
No, probably about 16 weeks.
You've been doing it about 16
weeks.
About 36 weeks in the... No. About 30... No, 25...
We started recording in February...
No, March.
March or February, whatever. The first time we
recorded. Oh, the first time we recorded was probably February. The first time we put out was in March.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
By the way, you don't want any of the ones that were in February.
You really don't.
You probably don't even really want the ones that we're releasing
now.
But.
We give them to you anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Internet, for being a repository for everything that exists ever.
Congratulations, Internet.
Look, if it makes you feel better, people are actually downloading it from Archive.
There are.
There's about 15 people who downloaded the first one. No, it was 24 for the first one, 15 for the second, and so far 3 for the third.
We hit 3?
There were 3.
Ooh, we get it fancy. We got 3.
And we are.
Hang on, wait a second. 1, 2, 3.
I haven't downloaded, but
I was struck by something odd. There are 3 people listening to this, and there are 3 people saying it.
Hey, I think I listened to this shit.
that's rule number 1 of
your
podcast.
I think you give me too much credit.
You gotta admit, he was not paying attention when he said the upwards corkscrew.
Okay, no, he was paying perfect attention. He wasn't here. He was paying attention.
You know that signal that that your brain sends your mouth to stop moving?
No.
I lack that.
That exists?
Apparently people tell me so.
Oh, okay. It's called the shut up gene, right?
I don't know, but I do not have it.
Your mouth!
It has pained me from an early age.
Don't worry about it.
It has made my parents lose car sales.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, kid. Just shove your foot further in your mouth.
So there is one thing we have to change about that opening.
What?
We always say stuff we've Googled that day, and we didn't Google shit.
I Google stuff daily.
But what did you Google today?
What did I Google today? I Googled Borderlands 2 shift codes.
Okay.
I Googled where my keys are.
Okay.
How popular was that Google search?
Probably very popular.
By the way, you can't find it on Google Maps.
What about you? What?
How to wrap text and shrink to fit in Excel.
Okay.
What the different manifestations in the Stygian key are.
Okay.
I'm creating a Geist character in
the
Darkness game.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Oh, I also Googled, it was a D&D question I had earlier. It was about whether you can have certain kinds of bonuses or at what level you should have a bag of holding.
What level you should have a bag of holding?
Where did that come up?
As soon as you can afford one.
Yay. No, because there's like different tiers of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 3 different
ones.
Also, you can fill... I want to know how much cubic space is in one to see if I can have a bag of lake.
It's not a function of cubic space, it's a function of mass.
Yeah.
Alright, then I can have a bag of lake
As long as your lake weighs this much, then yes.
Actually, I think there is I think it does state cubic feet.
No, it's...
I can find the cubic feet of water.
Because I remember my ladder was barely able to fit in there.
That wasn't
a bag of holding. That was a handy hammer set.
Bag of holdings have no space.
Yeah, no space.
But there's a mass limit.
There was this long and involved discussion we got into about a bag of holding and how they're created and where it puts the stuff.
Pocket dimensions.
Yes, which I eventually wound up interpreting as in your soul.
That's fucked up.
Which reminds us,
the soul of the person who made it.
Before the next session, we are going to have to look at a certain someone's character sheet.
All right, I'm looking over it tomorrow.
Who?
Going.
Oh.
We're trying not to spill names so we don't have to bleep it out.
Oh, okay.
The guy who had the necklace of goodness and the helm of truth seeing this. Wait, were you weren't here, huh?
I wasn't here. You know what you shouldn't say when somebody's making a character and they're decking them out with magic items? How much gold do I have? Don't say, just look in the book. I'm busy right now.
He used that list where, that we used to use, where it was like at level 12, you have 100,000. Okay, but we said, we told him what armor and weapon he could have, but he, I guess the way
he created magic items.
Yeah. The way
you
taught him, I'm guessing it was, he said that, like, for a necklace of any spell, it's, I think, 1,000 gold per...
If it's a first level spell, it's plus one item. It's a second level spell, it's a plus two.
And so he had a necklace of glibness, which, if you know what glibness does, it gives you plus 30 to your bluff check to making someone else believe something.
Also, it means you're immune to zone of truth.
What level spell is it?
It's a third level spell.
So
but
that
he was,
three, that, and it's a permanent?
That's what he was saying it was. And he was, I don't remember what he was trying to bluff. But he ended up,
he got like
a 54 or something like that.
At level 11, it should not be possible to roll.
It shouldn't be possible. Well, it shouldn't be a permanent necklace. That's the thing. Like a permanent, that's like having a necklace of true strike and always getting a plus 20 on your
back. Exactly what that is.
And he also had a helm of true seeing, which I'm not too positive what true seeing does.
True seeing says you see things as they are.
Yeah.
And after that, those two items are the only ones we actually know he put on him. I don't know what ring moves he has.
I don't know what he has right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
came up last
week. I honestly don't know if that's what we're supposed to have, and we've just been undergeared this whole time.
Well, that's the thing. Like I said, if and I already have to bleep his name out.
Oh, even as a player and a DM, being undergeared is much better than being overgeared.
Yeah.
It's less boring.
It is. That's just the thing. We just gotta, if we add new people, we have to check their character.
Well, we have our own. We've been playing together so long, we forget what other groups play like.
Yeah, well, especially if they really don't play right.
Well, no, they play right. You cannot play wrong.
Okay, you have a point. You cannot play wrong.
They play the way they play.
I mean, really, does a certain someone that you know play correctly?
According to the book, per se, no. But they play how they play.
Yeah. That's what
I'll do. That's perfectly fine. And
I generally go by the book, except
he's
for...
he's making me hate clerics.
Who?
He keeps talking about how badass his cleric is, blah, 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 blah.
Wait. Are we talking about...
I work with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's playing another campaign with...
No, he knows how to play a cleric.
Oh.
He knows how to cheese a cleric.
Yeah. Well, that's not that hard.
Exactly.
You want a miracle?
Just take Radiant Servant and pay Lord.
I swear to God, anybody mentions a miracle to me again, they are getting an explosion shoved so far up their ass.
Well, actually, I think my character... My
if
cleric,
you cast
will...
miracle,
oh,
I
don't
blow
intend
you up.
To cast miracle.
Oh, so
I will blow you up on the spot.
No, I will never blow someone up for a miracle. I will fuck them on their miracle.
Yeah,
no.
That miracle, you have to word it correctly.
Anything like that, that's like the biggest crash.
It is. Like you really have to think about it.
Oh, no. It's some of the magic items he says he crafted and DMs have let him get away with before. I, honest to God, I.
That, see, that's the other thing.
You infinite miracle, I'm done. Go away.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, that's just like me getting a necklace of wish and just having unlimited wishes.
That's exactly what it is.
But, because I read, he commented on
permanency,
something.
So we'll figure that out.
Permanency, it makes a spell permanent.
Yeah.
I don't know what spells can be made permanent, though.
Well,
anyone that has a duration.
Miracle. Permanency.
No, because miracle is instantaneous.
Contingency would be a permanence,
yeah,
as far as I know, and then you could put something new in it now.
But miracle is an instantaneous thing. It's
not
which
is why I said he
can't. It cannot be permanent.
Yeah, he can't do that.
No, it was. He was permanencing the contingency with miracle on it.
What's the contingency?
Contingency, he set the contingency as, if I die, miracle.
He goes away.
If I would die, yeah.
Right. Contingency doesn't have a time limit. It's an instant cast.
Which is why I'm kind of weirded out by it. The way I thought of it is, you basically made an item that anybody can put a spell in now. Great.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't like is how, I guess, he plays with some people.
Make magic items a lot. We don't make magic items because it winds up with a lot of things happening.
Like, I don't mind you making up your own, but I mean, if you're, like, making...
Crafting, right?
A necklace.
If you're going by the book for crafting magic items, here's what I don't do. Do you know how... No, it's not a craft sheet. Do you know how long it takes?
Apparently, he says there's three different ways to do it. There's three different ways you can craft items according to the book. I've only seen the one. We'll look up the other
later.
That was another thing I was looking for. One of them involved permanency or imbue something.
You can imbue a weapon and then permanency it, I guess.
But that winds up with a different effect.
But that's not making a magic item. That's a roundabout of getting a spell,
magic effect
on a weapon.
Anyway, we're straying off topic.
Well, actually, this is the topic.
Yeah, wait, we had a topic?
Well, we had what we were Googling, and I was just trying to mention how really weren't going to talk about anything we actually Googled.
We swayed
from what he actually Googled. He didn't actually Google crafting magical items.
No, I'm going to now.
Well, I probably will, too.
Yeah.
We like anything you said. We probably weren't going to talk about on the podcast.
I don't even know what some of the things you were. I don't even know what some of the things you said are.
Something about Excel files.
No, I knew that, but it was like derivatives of a Geist file or what.
In Geist you get keys and manifestations.
Okay.
Manifestations are a type of power, and keys are basically the element of it. So, like, there's one manifestation called Rage, which does direct damage to it. And the key I could do, there's something called Pyre Flame, which basically does fire.
Okay, so that would be where Fireball is.
Kind of.
Okay.
Basically.
I get where... So, let's say you have Key of Fire and, I guess, a spiritual manifestation?
Another manifestation would be Curse.
The Fire Curse does is...
Fire Curse is really cool. The first level of its Pyre Flame is the name of the key. You cast it on them, and for days equal to the number of successes you get, they cannot initiate a flame.
So they can't cook or do anything.
I'm waiting for my ST to rule this one, because I emailed him today about this before I start busting in-game and getting fussed at, because I was thinking, that means they can't start an internal combustion engine. That means they can't fire a gun.
Oh, well.
That means they can't do a lot of shit. That's really cool.
You're going to cheese them with that?
I'm not going to cheese them. It's not like it's...
You're getting deeper into physics. Yeah.
Look, this is why I don't play a mage. Last time I made a mage, I threw refrigerant on people. Because we had... There's a spell called Transmute Liquid. Transmute Liquid. You can turn any liquid into any other liquid that's commonly known.
So
commonly known.
Yes.
Okay.
So I put refrigerant and then threw it on people.
Okay. You know what I've actually been looking up? I've been looking at the red hot nickel ball.
Oh, yes.
Those are cool.
What is the effect called? Not the miser effect. The
red hot nickel ball?
They use a hydrogen. It's a HHO. It's like a water torch. And they heat a ball of nickel really hot, red hot, gets it red hot, and they put it on different things, like they put it on a ribeye on one, they put it on dry ice, liquid nitrogen.
Now, coolest is just straight water. Have you seen one where there's...
Yeah, they put it in straight water.
What it does, it makes an effect where it forms a steam jacket around it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
know. So it just kind of forms this bubble around it, and it just kind of superheats the steam around it, and you just go boop. Until it cools off, and then it goes and starts evaporating steam.
Yeah. You know why I don't know about this?
Why?
I'm allergic to nickels, so I stay away from all things nickel.
I really want to get one of those torches, though.
Oh, all good right. luck with
none
that.
Of us
it's only $75.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are we going to hold it on?
What do you mean?
Where are you going to hold the nickel ball with?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about getting a nickel ball. I want the torch.
What are you going to use the torch for?
Various burning things.
He's going to go in the backyard.
You're going to come over to the house one day and you're going to see a mechanical TARDIS.
You're going crazy.
It won't be a working, but it'll have lights and sounds. And
with a torch.
With a torch.
Just a torch.
He's really good with that.
Yeah,
he's you barely sell it, but he's really good. Just go get some sheet metal cutters.
It's water. It runs off
torch?
Water.
What's the... No, there's got to be something else.
I would totally Google it right now for you. It's called an HHO torch. I'll show you
that.
HHO? HHO. Hydrogen oxygen.
It's not a water torch.
But it uses water. I think it does some weird...
It burns... It's probably a hydrogen torch that you... it takes water, hydrolyzes it, and then...
I know it runs on water. Like
if it's pure water, the only thing I can think of is that it hydrolyzes the water and then burns the hydrogen with the oxygen to make the flame.
But it doesn't sound very efficient.
It's not. And I don't think a hydrogen flame is that hot, but I could be wrong.
I don't think you're gonna get much, and you're gonna have to wait a long time to have fuel. Though, unless you can, like, hydrolyze it beforehand.
You can hydrolyze stuff real quick. You just have to put a shit ton of current through it.
No, see,
like,
I didn't look
up
how he does it. I just looked up the torch. That's the only thing. And you could use it for, like, they make... Well, I know this one guy makes it to where it could be, like, a burner for your stove.
Why
so instead of using gas, you would just use...
Water.
Well, you'd use water instead of gas.
All right, have you looked at our water bill?
Did our new one come in this month?
I need to go slap the water.
Why?
All right. So, anytime your water bill suddenly triples, I think they screwed up.
Well, yes. That's generally what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, has it been like that? Is this the second month it's been high?
Yes.
So, there's probably a leak somewhere.
We talked to the landlord already. He said it's not a leak. He said they're reading the water meter wrong.
That could be it. Like, I figured there wasn't a leak because the ground outside wasn't wet.
Oh, nowhere wet as far as we can.
That's what I was saying. Like,
yeah.
if with that much water, you would notice it.
It's got to be somewhere.
That's my point.
Yeah, water's got to go somewhere.
So,
it doesn't compress well, so.
Yeah, the only thing they'll probably do is give you credit on the next four bills.
Don't pay the water. You know, I'm not paying the water bill for
four. That's what I mean. I don't
you guys
mind.
Pay these.
Yeah.
But it was ridiculous. I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Someone's getting a kickback from it.
Alright. So let's go ahead and talk about
movies that came out especially.
We'll talk about other movies later.
As we say, I guarantee you I know what number one
is. Oh, we'll talk
is.
About Old Boy later.
I guarantee you I know what number one is.
What is number one?
Despicable Me 2.
Shut up.
You see, Alan's going to try and edit that so he looks like he wasn't just completely
I would like to say that Alan's not doing the editing, though.
Oh, no. What?
Goddamn.
Who's doing the editing?
The goddamn audio technician.
And in case people have not heard the last podcast, that would be Ryan.
Yay.
And if people actually don't pay attention to names, that's right.
Just so you know, they can't see you bop your head at Ryan.
Dicks.
Right. The number one movie this past weekend was Despicable Me 2 with $83.5 million.
No, it looked like you were struggling to do a sit-up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I don't think any of us would struggle to do a sit-up.
Oh, trust me, I can do plenty of sit-ups.
Says you.
Would you struggle
I can
to do,
do
a
weighted
sit-up?
Sit-ups.
I won't struggle. I'm not going to do many of them.
I can do a couple.
I can do 10 weighted sit-ups.
I can do more sit-ups. I can do push-ups.
Like, all at once? All at once or like over like
all
a minute?
All at once.
All at once, I could do 10 weighted sit ups with 25 pounds on.
That's not that bad.
I know over the course of about 30 seconds.
No.
Because I had to do this for a physical fitness thing. That,
when?
At the gym I used to go to, the one with the mom.
When was this?
About 3 years ago.
That was three years ago.
This is a long time ago for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long time.
Yeah, I know, I can do
nowhere.
A ton of push-ups.
I
so
can't do that.
I did 75 over the course of 30 seconds, and then I fell over trying to do 10 push-ups.
Well, like, me and a friend of mine went to his gym, and he had this workout routine he learned where in between sets of doing whatever, you would do, I think he said 20 push-ups, but I ended up only doing 10 at a time, so you do, like, you bench press 10, do 10 push-ups, you bench press another 10. It's usually non-stop unless you're working out with people. Then you have to kind of wait for them. But it'll hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, pull-ups. Pull-ups is something I cannot do.
Still can do them?
I mean, I haven't tried back in from, like, high school, but, like, depending on the arm, like, the position of your hands, I could do a few. Like, if my hands are like this, I could do about 10 of them. But if it's, like, wide gripped, I can only do maybe one or two.
I don't think I've ever done a pull-up in my life successfully. I am sad.
You are.
We have a goal now, Alan.
Oh, you realize I've had this goal for
10 years.
10 years.
More
than 10 years. Actually.
Your arch nemesis is a bar.
Yes.
Get off the ground.
I'm gonna be in a situation where I either die or have to do a pull up, and I'm gonna be so fucked.
You know, I love how we literally.
We started on Despicable Me 2,
and somehow we made our way to exercise with, because he mentioned how it looked like I was struggling to do it.
Yes. All right.
Wow, that's pretty impressive
tangent.
On our point.
Ladies and gentlemen, tangent.
Tangents are our expertise.
Okay, I was trying to figure out
what the... You know, you could have just said tangents are our expertise.
Fuck you on an accent.
Tangents are my personal expertise. My good sir, tangents are our expertise.
It's our niche.
Our niche?
Yeah, okay, that's even
I love how you pronounce it.
Like
that's
niche.
How I'm going to continue to pronounce
it. See, I like niche better, but I got busted by somebody.
I don't remember,
niche.
Like, I
like
used to be confused as to what it was. Niche or niche?
I got fussed at for calling it a niche.
By who?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But it said it's pronounced niche.
I mean, if it was a teacher, I'd believe the teacher.
All right. I don't believe any teacher since one told me Africa was bigger than Asia.
That's right. That's another thing we Googled. I don't believe teachers ever since one told me that the sun rises in the west.
I was going to say, didn't one person say something about the sun rising in the west in Japan or China? I still don't understand how you believe that.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
And we had this long discussion where we eventually had to convince you
that the sun still
that
rose in the
still
east.
Makes no sense.
It's amazing to me
well, look,
that everybody, and it's not just me, everybody has these things that they believe extremely wholeheartedly that they haven't really thought about.
Oh, yeah.
And then whenever it's questioned, you kind of go,
Are you trying to make a God metaphor here?
No! I wasn't trying to. And I was about to abort conversation because I saw it coming.
Okay, now, I heard this a while back, but I never remembered to Google it. Is it true that I want to say that it was on the southern hemisphere that their toilets go, when you flush it, it rotates the opposite?
No.
Complete bullshit.
It is?
Yeah,
that's what I figured,
bullshit.
But
I didn't
hurt really
you.
Google it.
Hurricanes, I believe, do, which is why there's no hurricanes on the equator.
Didn't we Google, like, a hurricane map, and there was literally, like, one place that had not ever been hit by a hurricane?
There are a lot of places that have never been hit by a hurricane.
Kansas has never been hit by a hurricane.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Well,
I can tell you just from looking at Panama City Beach, never gotten taken out by a hurricane.
Really?
You can, driving along the Gulf Coast... You can tell what has been hit by a hurricane and what hasn't. By what has been rebuilt. All the new buildings. This place is nice. You hit Panama City Beach, this place is a giant shithole. Oh, God. There's white trash everywhere. I've never been so... want to see a black person in my life.
I'm actually surprised at how... well, at least...
Racism. Yay.
I wanted to see a black person.
Okay.
I felt weird.
What, because you were less trashy than all the other friends?
No, I felt weird because, like, everybody was white.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, you're so used to,
I'm so used to, like, actually having other races around me.
Yeah.
That it was kind of uncomfortable.
It's kind of weird when everybody starts to look the same.
Okay, I guess we'll just restart the movies again.
No,
we're
going to
cut this conversation.
No, we're not.
No, this is a great conversation.
What is racist about that?
No, there's probably not anything racist about that. I just feel like somebody's going to get offended and I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're not going to appeal to everybody. It's not like we're throwing out racist slurs, okay?
Jufro.
That, I don't care. I think that has been way...
Is Jufro offensive?
No, it's a hairdo.
Oh, is it actually called a Jufro?
It is actually called a Jufro.
Oh.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's not racist.
I don't think it's racist. I don't... Because, I mean, I'm not a Jew, but I have a Jufro.
Okay.
When you call somebody a Jew, are you referring to the ethnicity or the religion? That's one thing I've always been confused about.
I've always referred to it as a religion.
No, there is an ethnicity in Hebrew. Hebrew is a religion.
That's what I was, wait.
Hebrew is a religion. The ethnicity is, like, Western...
Semitic?
Semitic, yeah.
Yeah,
because
it's
anti-Semitic.
I guess that's it. The ethnicity would be Semitic. Because of anti-Semitism, yeah.
I always referred to it as a religion.
Yeah. But there is both.
Is Willow offended by anti-Semitic comments or not?
Is who?
Willow?
Yes.
Alright, there we go.
Oh, you do know what I noticed while watching Merlin?
What?
That Giles plays the king.
Hmm. Giles also played a villain in Doctor Who.
Whoa. When?
In the recent ones. Said to Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice the Giles one. What is it? What's his first name? Anthony?
Anthony Stewart.
Yeah. I couldn't remember his middle name. I knew it was Anthony, and his last name was Pegg.
Anthony Stewart.
I knew his last name was Pegg.
I don't have a slight obsession.
No, it's not the fact that you spit it out so quick that I can count.
Oh, it's
no,
the fact that his last name's Head.
No, Anthony Stewart Head.
It was kind of funny sounding. I apologize, Anthony Stewart Head. I will kiss the ground that you walk on.
Stewart Head.
He's the head steward.
Yes.
So, the number two movie is best
we
think.
Wait,
what?
We didn't even discuss the number one. We said
we're
we
moving on.
Okay, we're going to end on Anthony.
We're moving on.
Okay.
Such an angry voice.
The number two movie this past weekend was The Lone Ranger with $29.2 million.
I thought that bothered.
It did.
It did. $29.2 million out of a budget of $215. And it just opened.
Oh.
It bombed. I kind of want to say I saw it coming, but I actually expected it to do better than that.
I expected it as a Disney movie to do better.
I think it's partly because it did come out at the same time as Despicable Me 2.
That might be.
Because Despicable Me, the first one, was just a big hit with that blockbuster.
I don't think it had a big enough audience going into it.
That too. That could be it.
Westerns haven't had a big audience in, what, like 40 years?
Yeah, but even so, like, True Grit did really well.
True Grit. But
True Grit was an appealing...
That was, I think it was based off the... It was because it was the book. I think more people read the book.
No, it was a remake of the John Wayne.
But wasn't it a book first? Wasn't the John Wayne one based off of the book?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was a book. I thought it was a book. If
it might have just been because it was great. Whereas Lone Ranger looked like it might have been a little... I'm going to go ahead and say cartoonish.
It had tonal issues from the trailers I was watching. Right? It didn't look like it knew what it was.
I
had Johnny Depp in it, which might have thrown everybody off again.
Well, I figured Johnny Depp wasn't going to
Can I
good.
Get Johnny Depp in like a not over-characterized character?
Public Enemies.
It was good in Public Enemies.
I like Public Enemies.
We've had that. I like my Captain Jack Sparrows, and I like my,
I like Captain Jack Sparrow. I don't like the, duplicates
of
that he ended up playing.
that everybody writes in their script and goes,
yeah,
hey, you know what would be great for this?
Yeah, everybody writes
like
this quirky kind of character.
Crazy,
it's like, oh, hey, this is...
I mean, I did kind of like him as
a
meta.
You know who plays a great, crazy character?
Yeah.
We can get the... Johnny Cage. Wicker Man.
Nicolas Cage?
Yes, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage has a good movie every three movies.
I mean, he was, I'm not going to lie, he was pretty good in The Shining. He was great in The Shining.
Nicolas Cage was not in
not
The Shining.
Not Nicolas, I'm thinking of... No.
You're thinking of Jack Nicholson.
I am thinking of Jack Nicholson.
Now, everything
Nicolas Cage... never mind.
Everything Jack Nicholson is good. Well, at least he's good in it.
Yeah.
I can go without seeing Kathy Bates' tits.
For those of you who can't see, I'm jubbly.
Well, wait, is Kick-Ass 2 going to be a third?
But no, he's...
Oh, he's not in it. Never mind. Oh, wow.
You are just...
I'm just off tonight.
God,
can
you...
I hit a target if
I can't.
You
were
really crappy with Nicolas Cage trivia.
What? No, I just forgot that he...
Like, what's the famous line that he said in Con Air?
Oh, I haven't seen Con Air forever.
Put the bonnet back in the box.
I don't remember. I mean, I'll remember a quote every now and again, but for the most part, I don't remember.
That's like the quote from that movie.
Yeah, what? I've seen that movie once.
Oh, really?
Literally.
So what are we doing after this movie?
You need to watch it again.
Well, if it's on AFI's 100, I'll watch it.
I really doubt it.
It's not.
Do we still have to watch those?
Ryan's doing it.
What do you
am stuck on Gone with the Wind.
How far into Gone with the Wind are you?
I've seen disc one of two. And the second one has been in my...
I don't like Gone with the Wind.
Here's the question. Is it good, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
I don't
good.
Like Gone with the Wind.
It's too long.
I'm going to go ahead and say
I don't like how it's so long. If
I
didn't could have
cut that movie in half.
The thing
well,
is...
Well, when it came out, you got to think about that.
Once again... When
it was
out,
still
it was,
long. It was ridiculous.
It was still ridiculous
was
long,
amazing.
But
was
I mean...
I can't imagine going to see it in a theater.
Well, here's the thing. What else were you going to do?
What else was I going to do? I was going to farm crops. I was going to plant something. I was going to go outside, throw a frisbee of a tree, and let my dog try and get it.
Okay.
I mean, I
for
just...
For four
I
and a half hours, I could have done anything. I could have been king of the world in 4.5 hours.
See, that's
everybody
really
what's
keeping
dog fucking
me...
Week.
That's what's keeping me from watching it, is because I had to switch discs. So it's like, I was on a roll with the first one, and I threw the second one in there, and you came over, and you killed the momentum I was going into it with. You killed
okay,
it.
So that's gonna happen.
You'd be fucked if you were watching this on VHS.
I would. It'd be like five. No, as long as I have the momentum going into it, I can finish it. But as soon as the
why
momentum
is
lost...
Four
It's only two.
It's only two? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, my brain went four DVDs.
No.
Holy
it'd be four
shit.
VHS.
This is an early Final Fantasy game.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I still meet Final Fantasy because of that.
Whenever we're done with here, I'm giving you my copy.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm trading you for my copy of Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
Wait, for eight?
Yes,
right.
I have a working fourth disc. And he constantly complains about it.
Why don't you just get an emulator?
I could just go get an emulator.
I know, I've got the N64 one. Preston's got the N64 and the SNES.
I might just try and get it on my phone.
Yeah, that could work.
Well, that's Apple. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
You'd have to jailbreak it.
Yeah. Well, even jailbreaking I don't think works anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I think they've made some how to stop it.
Oh.
Last time I checked. Though.
That
I
sucks.
I watched my little sister play.
By the way, do you have the...
Okay.
Do you have a 4S or a 5?
I have a 4S.
Because I know at the beginning of June, I don't know if you know, but Best Buy was offering free upgrades to a 5 if you traded in your 4 or your 4S.
Nope, didn't know that.
Yeah, AT&T and Best Buy were doing it.
You see, I'm fine with this. I don't need the latest and greatest.
I'm fine with mine right now, except for the fact that it's international.
All right.
At this point,
I'm fine with mine right now, except for the fact that it
well,
has a giant hole in it.
That's not a big hole either.
It's not that bad.
I'm actually switching to it's Verizon on the 21st ish.
I only upgrade like every time they give me an upgrade on my phone.
Yeah.
just for free or something. Or every, actually, oh no, I was like behind two upgrades. So
yeah.
That's how I got an iPhone. But
well, I mean, phones nowadays are ridiculously expensive. I mean, even with an upgrade.
This is the first phone I ever got that upgraded, not because the phone was broken.
Which explains why it's broken.
I don't know. I don't. Because the thing is, I haven't up. I haven't actually upgraded in a while. It was more, I had a phone. Then I got off my parents' plan, so I bought another phone. And then I got off my brother's plan, so I bought a new phone. And then I bought this one just because I felt the need for a new phone.
He's gotten so used to getting a new phone so often.
I've actually never used my phone. At least not since I was on my parents' plan.
I've had 5 different phones in my life.
Oh, so that's counting the ones you broke it?
That's all of them.
I don't know how many I've had.
That's exciting. I don't want to count. I know I got my first one.
Are we counting GoPhones? Like the little thing?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Not GoPhones, but like
prepaid.
A prepaid phone.
Like
no,
because
yeah,
no,
a burner phone is like
yeah, burners. Yeah,
trust me, I
don't call it a burner.
Plenty of those.
Don't call it a burner around people. That has some negative connotations.
I just need to. I just need to get rid of this tail real quick and throw away a burner. All
right, y'all need to watch The Wire, damn it.
What we need to do is watch 100 different movies.
Oh, and I am taking Breaking Bad from you.
Okay, you didn't take it last time?
No,
no,
you see, when he says he's taking it from you,
oh,
he means
okay.
He's about to punch you in the dick, run outside, steal the DVDs, and run out. Along with your change jar.
No, I should say I would leave Breaking Bad and I'd take the change jar and just buy my own set for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then I'd have
like
a little bit
seasons.
Extra. I should say I have a little bit extra.
I think I'm just gonna take the suitcase and.
By the way, I have to go get some more water.
Oh, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
Well, your largeness intentions are known.
All of a sudden, an hour and a half later, I still don't come back. Where you went?
I think he'd get suspicious after the first 45 seconds.
I would get suspicious the instant that door closed.
No, that's paranoid, not suspicious.
No, I'll be suspicious.
Suspicious is 45 seconds later when you actually have a reason to be suspicious.
No, I'll be suspicious as, why did he just close that door? He's about to steal shit. I'm going to stop him.
So, did you hear back from Lamar yet?
No, they are still processing my application.
So, do you know if you'll be able to make it through the fall?
I'm not going to fall.
Are you
in spring?
Spring?
I purposely applied for spring so that wouldn't happen.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and then I'm not looking. Well, I'm looking forward to actually doing it and getting everything. And
see,
like
I'm kind of not looking forward to
but
it.
But what I'm not looking forward to is the time that it's going to take.
Yeah, his is going to take up. Well,
back and forth.
Yes, that's my issue.
That's his. But mine, I kind of am going to miss my time off.
Well, here's the thing. My normal 9-hour workday probably, including my lunch break, is going to end up turning into a...
Wait, you get lunch?
Probably a 13 or 14-hour lunch day. Work day.
I mean, my
every
Tuesdays
day.
And Thursdays are going to be packed.
But you get 2 days off.
But then I do get 2 days off.
See, that's good for you. I don't. My days off are going to be at school. Like, I have Tuesday, Thursday I have off, which means I have school from 9 a.m. till... about 3:20, I think.
I wish I could work on the weekends, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. Because
well, at my job, I don't mind working on the weekends, but
I wish I could work on the weekends. Know how laid back it is at a plant on the weekends?
Oh yeah, my job it's I mean it's not bad, but it's
Sundays.
Weekends are the busiest times, just because for some reason they decide every week we have to have a 3-day sale.
My job, the only day that I actually don't have anything to do, Sundays.
The number 3 movie this past weekend was The Heat with $24.8 million.
It's back to what I was saying. The Heat is with the two chicks. I don't know their names. They're cops, and one's
oh,
like
wait.
A good cop, one's a bad cop.
Is this the girl from the Gilmore Girls and what's it called? The Identity Thief.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I remember where I remembered her from. Gilmore Girls. She was Sydney.
Okay.
I heard that movie was supposed to be hilarious as fuck.
It's not my type of
movie. Yeah, it's not my type of movie, but.
I'll go see anything once.
That's the
movie I'll go see twice.
I think I would rather go see This Is the End. Which I'm so tempted to go see tomorrow.
I might go see it this weekend. The number four movie this past weekend was Monsters University with $19.7 million.
I'm okay.
Really?
I was okay with the first one. It mildly terrified me near the end with the scream machine.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was just so horrific to me.
That is fucking terrifying.
Scream yourself to death, I assumed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that was going to work out.
Yeah.
And it seemed like such a hat. No, it didn't.
Alright, well, that's Monsters University. Not that much to talk about. I think we talked about some last week. The number five movie this past weekend was World War Z with $18.4 million. We talked about this last week, too, so we're just going to skip over that. Number six movie this past weekend was White House Down with $13.5 million.
Once again, I mean, it looks okay, but...
Taterhead, yeah.
Now, none of this is really surprising. The number seven movie this past weekend was Man of Steel with $11.4 million.
Once again, still...
Not very surprising.
Do we really need to go through all ten again?
Well, there are ones we haven't
talked about. I mean, that's the thing. I would go with just...
Like, the next one we haven't talked about.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Number eight movie this past weekend was Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain, with
$10.0 million.
Oh,
that was the one where...
That's his stand-up.
No, this is the stand-up special in the theater.
Yeah.
Really?
It actually looked hilarious.
Well, Kevin Hart's good. I like Kevin Hart.
He
has some good bits. But, interesting because I can't remember the last time there was a stand-up special
in
a theater, and especially one like this, because this is a hard R stand-up special.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour, was that in theaters?
I don't think
like
it was in theaters. I think straight to theater.
What about the original Kings of Comedy?
Not as far as I know.
I don't remember any
stand-up
comedy. Of course, you know, way back in my childhood, I really wasn't paying attention to what all was in the movie theater.
Yeah, but I know Carlin, Hicks, all of them, they didn't. They had their HBO specials, which
mm-hmm.
are what always
makes it to the comedy
you
special.
You
had
your
yeah.
comics or your HBO specials and your Comedy Central specials now.
Yeah.
But I can't think of it. And I'm like, I'm all for Kevin Hart to get a full feature length movie deal in a theater.
Hey, he made number eight with that much?
That's what? That's $10.0 million?
And how much is his budget, does it say?
What's the budget on a comedy special? I mean,
$20.
It's not $20.
I mean, obviously, it's not that
maybe
large.
Is a million? Maybe.
That still seems kind of expensive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's mostly the venue, isn't it?
Like,
it probably
some venue,
would be.
I mean.
Venue, lighting, camera crew.
Well, the venue pays for itself with tickets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because that's the thing. All that stuff.
Like, what this budget would really be your crew, your lighting.
Well, even
and
that's,
editing and stuff like that.
Oh, the only thing that wouldn't be with tickets would be editing.
No, editing?
Like,
editing.
Lighting?
No, your camera crew.
Oh, for the scenes that aren't inside. Okay.
Well, no, your camera crew, it generally...
Just the guys recording it.
The guys recording the thing.
Like, yeah, recording the comedy special. They're usually there at the comedy special, huh?
He's
yeah,
recording it as a movie.
They're recording it as a movie.
Oh.
They're not there at a comedy show, normally.
Okay.
They're not always there. The venue doesn't pay for that.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But
it still wouldn't be that much.
Like,
so, obviously, he made some money
shit.
Out of that.
It only opened in 876 theaters.
What was its budget?
It doesn't have
it. Doesn't say.
It doesn't have a budget?
It had a dash mark. So, I mean,
so he has $20. He had $20, and he said, if this makes money... We pay the camera.
Crosses.
That's what Lewis. That's what Lewis C.K. did. What his CD? He said, "All right, pay what you want."
I like that.
He made a shit ton of money off of it too.
Well, it's good enough. Granted, I've been there were probably some people who are like, oh, I'll
give you a dollar.
I know Christmas, Cards Against Humanity did a Christmas special.
Yes.
That was charity. All profits went to charity. And it was a pay what you want. And they made a shit ton of money for the charity.
Well, they're playing Cards Against Humanity.
You've got to balance it. You got to balance those two things.
I'm not going to lie. I think one day we should just do a let's play
of Cards Against Humanity.
Of Cards Against Humanity.
Well, let's play Cards Against Humanity.
That would be the funniest thing ever.
Nothing bad ever happens in the Cards Against Humanity game. Like, nobody has any ill will towards
it. Nobody has any ill will, but it winds up with, I went from passable transvestite to, what was it?
Hey, I had, when we were playing
at
Akon,
I went from butt monkey to passable transvestite thanks to chunks of dead hooker.
Yeah.
Okay, mine was absolutely horrible at Akon. It was, I went from, what was it, fetuses to dead babies due to churches or something like that?
No,
at
Cyphicon, we had a behind closed door game with about 11 or 12 of us. And the best one we saw was, I went from screaming baby to some goddamn peace and quiet, all thanks to close anger abortions. Like, but that's that. Cards Against Humanity, nobody ever had, like, nobody.
You don't feel mad afterwards.
There's no malice. You just kind of laugh at how ridiculous some of these things
are.
You just start giggling.
There's no trying to screw somebody over necessarily. There is strategy to the game, and you can do it, and nobody really cares.
There's a strategy.
It's all just save cards.
You save cards. You have to know who's judging. You judge their sense of humor or what they think is screwed up.
To me, it's all just trying to find the most humorous.
Yeah, that's what it is most of the
time.
Or
the most screwed up possible combination of
the cards. It's either the most fucked up or the funniest.
Yeah. But versus like a game of Munchkin, which somebody can get punched in the face.
Yes.
Yeah.
New Pads of the Lord.
No.
Wow,
it just got
wow, it did. Just random.
Because I'm a motherfucking sorcerer.
Oh, wow, look at that. Oh.
The number 9 movie this past weekend was This Is the End with $5.8 million.
Great movie, go see it.
You haven't seen it.
This Is the End?
I saw it a couple times. Oh, that's right, you did go see it.
You've seen it like 3 times.
No, I've only seen it once.
Just the once.
I said I was going to go see it last Saturday, but.
Let's go see it again.
I want to go see it again. It was a great movie.
Let's go see it now.
Okay.
Don't think it's playing right now.
Says you.
It could be. It's what, 10:30?
It's 10:30 now. It'd be started already.
Give away the illusion, but it's 10:30 at night. I don't know what illusion.
What are you talking about? It's 9 a.m.
Yes.
Do you have any idea when we record this podcast? Were you there for that?
No,
it's actually October 19th.
Yeah, we're from the future.
2014.
All right. Well, that's it for. There's still one more.
Wait, there was a tie for 10?
No, that was number 9.
Oh.
He dumb.
The number 10 movie this past weekend was Now You See Me with $2.85 million.
Also a good movie. Has that landed its budget?
Yes.
Good. It's great.
Now You See Me.
That's the one with Jesse.
Jesse Eisenberg is a magician with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah. Or they suddenly appear in a bank vault and throw money everywhere.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that.
That's, I love that movie.
Okay. Well, that's it for what came out this past weekend. It's coming out this Friday is Big Movies Are Grown Ups 2.
I mean, I've seen Grown Ups 1. It was pretty funny, but I don't think Grown Ups 2 is going to.
God damn it, Chris Rock. Why do another stand-up special?
Not like Kevin Hart.
I would love Chris
Rock. He's a good comedian.
I love Chris Rock so much.
I mean, I like Kevin Hart just because I don't think there's ever been a reused joke that I've heard. I haven't heard him reuse the joke.
Well, most comedians throw out all their material. Well, newer comedians throw out all their material at the end of the year and start with all new material.
Well, like, I know there were a couple, what was it, Cat Williams. Where he had almost the exact same show both times. I was like, yeah, there was no point. Anyway, continue with what was coming out.
Another movie coming out this Friday is Pacific Rim.
I want to see that.
My parents actually saw it. Fort Polk has advanced screenings of movies, and they went to see it at Fort Polk. And they said it was okay. He said, like, the graphics and the costumes and all that was great. He did say it was a little lacking, though.
I don't expect much story from this. I expect to see a Godzilla versus Evangelion.
It's the only thing holding for this movie is Guillermo del Toro. The only thing keeping me attached to this movie right now.
I am very attached to this movie. I want to see Godzilla fight a giant robot.
Aren't they supposed to be making another Godzilla movie?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember the last one.
What are you talking about? Which last one? You know the one that took place in New York and they were all the fish and the bitch? I love that one.
The one where they stuck
the one with Ferris.
Yes. Bueller.
Loved that movie.
It was okay. I didn't love it.
I was a kid at the time.
I had the shirt.
Kid, yeah.
I had the shirt that you press the button and it would make.
I had the toy. A giant
toy.
No, I had the Burger King toy. It wasn't a McDonald's toy. It was a Burger King toy. I remember it. It broke on the way home.
You sure you mean Taco Bell?
No, Taco Bell has not sold toys for years. I remember when Taco Bell had toys.
I do too.
I remember when Popeyes had toys.
We didn't eat Popeyes as much. So I don't remember.
I didn't either. Like, Popeyes had toys for like a year.
One year.
It was not very long.
I guess it's because every time we went to Popeyes, we never ordered like a kid's meal. We just ordered like a 13-piece eggs.
I don't know who would order a kid's meal at Popeyes.
That's the thing, I don't know.
Well,
like, what would be considered a kid's meal?
You got a boy.
what would be considered a kid's meal? Is
like,
it just like a one
biscuit,
piece?
Two piece biscuit.
It might be
fries.
Like a breast, a biscuit, and a fry.
Even a breast, that's a big piece of meat for a kid.
Of course. Thighs.
I would say
thighs.
That's a two-piece.
Yeah, but still.
Two-piece Tuesdays. Men eat that. Children.
Those are tiny men.
Children. I mean, they might get away with a drumstick.
Two chicken strips. Two chicken strips, a fries, and a biscuit.
Okay, I can see that.
All right.
Chicken tenders.
Some chicken tenders.
Okay, so what would... Is there any movies that would possibly be coming to a theater near us?
Just those two.
Nothing else is why not?
Nothing else I can see. As far as DVDs go, we had a couple of big DVDs come out. We had Admission, which I have no idea what that is.
I've heard of it. I can't think of it right offhand.
Another one is The Host, was that
Stephanie Meyer book about aliens.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Animorphs plot, honestly.
It does, doesn't it? How did those books end?
What, the Animorphs books?
Yes.
Oh, gee, I haven't read. I remember those now.
I stopped reading Animorphs.
I watched the show.
I don't remember much about the show either.
I remember things about the show. I remember one episode where they traveled into the future on accident.
Yeah. I remember, because I didn't read the Animorph books in order. I ended up with random books. So, like, I was really confused.
Alright, we got anything else up there?
Yes, another one is Spring Breakers.
And that's actually coming to DVD?
Yes.
We got it.
I will at least Redbox it.
Redbox,
We got it.
I
was reading an article the other day that's about, it's a giant Christian symbology movie.
Symbology? What's the symbology thing?
Look, symbology is not a word. I made it up, damn it.
Symbolism. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Symbology is a word?
No, you didn't make it up, though.
Oh, no. I just put ology at the end of it.
Yeah. Now, symbology, the first time I heard that was 6 years ago, and when did Boondock Saints come out?
2007?
So, yeah, like 6 years ago.
Huh. Okay.
That was the first instance I remember hearing that off the top of my head. Because I remember Willem Dafoe had a rant at the person who said it.
Oh, okay.
And I love Willem Dafoe.
Willem.
Dafoe!
Willem. Dafoe! Another movie came out on DVD this week, this Tuesday, which was yesterday, 2 days before this podcast's release. It was Tyler Perry's Temptation.
Did it have Willem Dafoe in it?
Huh?
Did it have Willem Dafoe in it?
I don't think so.
I'm not interested right now.
You just want to watch a Willem Dafoe movie?
Right now, yes. Right this second, I would love a Willem Dafoe movie. I'm going to go watch Spider-Man.
I'm trying to think of another Willem Dafoe movie besides Boondock Saints and Spider-Man. I know there are, but I can't think of one.
See, I don't keep up with
actors.
Not many actors.
I don't keep up with many of them either, but, you know.
It's well
just the ones that
y'all know more than
me.
Like, y'all know, what's it, Willem Dafoe. I've probably seen him.
Jack Nicholson.
I don't really keep up with his movies. Like, if he has a movie coming out or not.
There is another Willem Dafoe movie, damn it.
We'll think of it in like 30 seconds. Just move on a little bit.
We'll figure it out.
Well, I'm out of DVDs.
No. Okay.
Well,
then,
I'm going to move on.
Video games.
Cool. Alright, so this week in video games, we had on July 9th of 2013, NCAA Football 2014. Anything that I can just change a letter on the end, a number on the end of.
I'm good with that buying, you know, every year's worth of
games.
These
could have been DLC.
I learned something interesting about the NCAA games, though.
What?
Because they're college players, they can't get the rights to the likeness. So they have people that change every single person on every team to look like the actual player and what equipment they're wearing, and then release it.
Wow.
All right, next up, also on July 9th, 2013, Metal Gear Solid, The Legacy Collection for PS3. You know, I like that.
I like Metal Gear Solid. I don't know.
I think it is, yeah. I like the fact that they're putting it in the box set.
Yes.
Like, I was very tempted to buy something at GameStop the other day.
What?
It was the entire Mass Effect trilogy for $60.
Yeah,
oh.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was tempted to buy that too for the PS3. Now, I thought they had already released 1 through 3 as an HD collection.
They probably did, but it was more than $60.
Yeah.
I know the next thing I'm buying is probably going to be the Kingdom Hearts remake.
Yeah.
Really?
Is it
a remake?
Well,
oh, PS3, yeah.
PS3, yeah.
Is it Kingdom Hearts 1 or Kingdom Hearts 2?
It's both Kingdom Hearts Remix and Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
Wait, Chain of Memories was
the
Game Boy one. They're remaking that?
Yes. They are HDing it.
It was like on Game Boy Advance.
No, there was one for the PS2, Rechain of Memories.
Okay.
Which was a Chain of Memories.
Okay. Chain of Memories came out before Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah. They're not redoing Kingdom Hearts.
Because I remember, like, y'all played the shit out of that.
Oh, I hated it. I mean, I played it. I hated the card game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why you would put cards and Kingdom
because
Hearts together.
Everything is a children's card game.
I hate it.
Everything can be turned into a children's card game.
Yes. Anyway, moving on. Today, July 10th, 2013, we had Inversion for the PS3 come out. And I like the idea of Inversion. It's a game where you play with gravity.
I like it.
If I'm thinking of the right game, it's a game where you are able to change gravity. Like, so you can walk up buildings or...
It sounds like a shooter.
It would be that. Really? It's a shooter. Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
That does sound interesting.
If it's the game I'm thinking of.
Granted, I just used my money.
Yeah.
So where did it release date?
And I'm actually mad at Xbox.
Why? What'd they do?
Well, I was buying DLC for Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Full price.
You buy the season pass.
Not only did I not think about season pass till afterwards, I went on Borderlands 2, and if you bought it from the Borderlands 2 menu, it was half price.
They charged you full price anyway?
Yes.
Well, I
bought it from the Xbox Marketplace,
yeah,
where it says all the DLC is $800 apiece.
Yeah.
I go into Borderlands, all the DLC is $400 apiece.
That's some bullshit right there.
That's why I was like, I'm like, I don't understand why you would just...
Well, y'all play together, so I'm not going to say that.
But I would have been. I only bought two pieces of DLC because they were 800 each. I could have bought Hammerlock and the Psycho Pack. I could have bought all of it for that. And for some reason, I thought there were two season passes. That's why I didn't buy
the
season pass.
I'm pretty sure they're going to put out another one just because they said, all right, things have been said about this is the last DLC of this season pass. It sounds like people are dropping hints.
They're going to keep releasing DLC.
If I'm understanding the hints correctly, yes, but nobody's come out and said anything.
Well, the thing is if they didn't, then they would be on the verge of losing money. Because they've already put out four DLC.
Yeah.
And each of them being anywhere between $5 and $10,
yeah.
That's getting $20 to $40 worth of DLC for $30 already. I think,
yeah.
Isn't the season pass 30?
That's like 20.
It's something right around there. So, I mean, you're already getting a good deal with the first season pass. But if you put out any more, that's just, it's...
Yeah, I can see it.
There was one game I know they put out a second season pass for.
I've never heard of a second season pass.
I remember there was one game. It hasn't been Call of Duty yet.
Because they release a damn game every year. They don't need to do a season pass.
Oh, they have. Well, their season pass is ridiculously expensive.
Really?
$50?
Wait, so it's the price of a damn game almost.
Yeah.
So you're looking to drop $110 every time you pick up a Call of Duty game?
About.
Every year?
Well, I don't know how often they're going to be doing it. I know this last one I bought the season pass for, and it was $50. The thing is it's so popular, people are going to.
Yeah.
They can afford to.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And it's more ridiculous because of the speed at which they put out their DLC.
I'm talking about, because they release a game yearly, and Activision's going to put out a Call of Duty game yearly.
Yeah.
And then they, on top of that, they release maps. And what's all the DLC? It's maps?
It's all maps for multiplayer. If they have like a Spec Ops, they might add a few more Spec Ops missions or something like that. But so far, the only DLC I know of are like premium packages and map packs, guns. In this last one, they even added more creator class slots that you could buy. Which I hate that. To me, that's retarded.
I don't like their... It works. Business-wise, it works
I don't understand why. They're like,
why? It works? Well, because... Alright. It works because Call of Duty is an easy game to pick up. It works the same reason Halo worked. You can pick up... Anybody can pick up Call of Duty games or shoot you. And then it just, and it's fun to play, don't get me wrong.
What
it's
I don't understand, though, is why people will buy, like, emblems and, like, extra creative class slots. Like, to me, I don't need more than five. You start, they give you five of them.
Because you can.
And I don't, but that.
That's the completionist in them going, all right, there are things that I can have that I don't have.
Like, the emblems, for example, are just so they can have it.
I think, I'm trying to remember what the emblems were. I want to say most of it's like just like a flag background.
Yeah,
of
it's
your country,
nothing.
And that, to me, is retarded.
Yeah, it's
I don't understand the point of having 10 creator class slots.
If you're really into the game, I could see it.
I mean, I could see why you would, but... I would never use more than... I think I only use, like, three at most.
I don't know how the system works, so I can tell
you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's weird.
I have about five Mass Effect playthroughs of different classes. So
I understand that.
Well, that's different.
Intimately,
then again, those are five different characters, which are role-play differently.
Mm-hmm. Any more games?
Hey, yes, any more
games? We have one more game. It's Guncraft. PC coming up tomorrow. And if this is the same game I'm thinking of, it's basically Minecraft with guns.
I was going to say, is it Minecraft with guns?
Is it done by Notch?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, then fuck that.
Speaking of games, is there any news on DayZ?
I've given up on it. It's happening sometime.
Somewhere.
At some point, it might happen.
All right. You know when the Google glasses become commonplace and you got your Omni tool and you can play it wherever?
No, that'll be bad. Somebody going to punch the face.
Yeah.
All right. So, have you heard the story about the guy who woke up as they were starting to cut him open?
Oh, no. I know what happened.
Well, they thought
he was dead, and they were going in for the autopsy.
Oh, you mean in the morgue?
Yeah, in the morgue.
Oh, I thought you
they were putting the scalpel to him.
Yeah.
And he woke up. Now, this is the moment where I realized that I hope to God this never happens to me, because my immediate reaction would have been, brains! Just because as the person waking up, mostly because when am I ever going to get a moment like this ever again?
So that's whenever my faulty life philosophy comes into fault with you.
Yeah, you better hope he's not.
I've told you my faulty life philosophy. That I've made way too many decisions in my life by, you know, that would be funny. And that's one of those situations.
Oh, no. That's a situation where my life philosophy is, where am I ever going to get a chance like
that's
this?
That's the thing. If it's something like that,
once in a lifetime.
That's once in several lifetimes.
That is a once in several
lifetimes. Was he drugged?
He apparently OD'd first.
Yeah.
He OD'd. Got taken to the hospital. They thought he was dead. Ruled him dead. Sent him down to the morgue, and they started cutting him open.
Because I know there are drugs that will slow your heart.
I'm more curious. What is the wait for your ride home like in that scenario?
No.
Like, who apologizes to you? What do you say? Like, how's that conversation go?
So, Doc, usually they might be dead at first.
I don't know.
At that point, yeah.
You could crack jokes.
I would have to crack jokes.
Gotta go for this.
I mean, at that point, first of all, it's awkward.
Hang on. Well, bet you glad I didn't have the T virus, huh?
It probably would have to be something more punny.
Hang on.
Dude,
you
nearly dropped dead. You okay?
I saw a bright light. Turned out it was just that big thing you had hanging over me.
It'd be even funny if it was Merle or Daryl as the autopsy.
No, they're not doing that.
Are you okay? Yes, Satan.
You know, I'm really glad you didn't grab the other scalpels and start stabbing me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, if someone just woke up, I would stab
them. I would run.
I would be the first
person.
I'd run. I'd straight up run. Alright.
Don't run. Brains. Alright. Or the old standby. Oh, scalpel went in, paper. Oh.
Actually, I'd be tempted to play like reggae music and kind of burn my way out of there.
burn it. Okay, I really want to do that at a con. Just do a weekend at Bernie's.
I want to, too. Like,
let's just have somebody be
we discussed
this. I might be
this.
Doing this at MechCon now.
We discussed this at A-Con, that one day. We want to get two friends, because isn't it three people total?
It's three people, because you have Bernie, you have the, and you have the two other
two
people.
Two other people, yeah. And we're going to just the con for one day, we're doing a whole weekend of Bernie's.
Because I'm sitting at a table.
How many people are going with you?
Alright, it was going to be both Matt's, but I don't know if that's...
So is somebody going to have your...
Yeah, I don't know. Did you hear about...
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna have your hand on a stick and move it forward, like pushing people.
Probably.
So
but
you're technically gonna be asleep the whole time.
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna have to drug you.
I'm
drug.
Alan, tell me, does this smell like chloroform?
No, not really. All right.
Does this smell like a stick to the face?
I don't smell anything anymore.
Since your nose is broken.
Okay.
Try again.
I just smell blood now. So, no more video games?
None coming out this week.
All right, well, I guess we'll move on to alternative topics of discussion.
Oh, okay, we're changing it?
Yes, we're changing it from reviews to alternative topics of discussion.
Because we don't review well.
We don't review.
We talk about it.
I think that's a much better way to talk about stuff than say, we're reviewing this.
This is true.
Because reviewing, when I hear review, I think, all right, we're going to lay out pros and cons. We're going to assess it. We're going to give it some kind of critical
analysis.
Well, like last
time. I mull it over for like 30 seconds.
Well, we just talk about it. We say what we like and stuff like that.
Yeah, we went into a discussion last time.
Like, we talked about Bioshock.
Bioshock, Infinite Mass Effect 3. And
stuff like that.
All right.
All right, so, open topic, so I saw Drive.
I saw that. I read your comments on Facebook about it. What did you like it?
I did like it.
It looks interesting.
I liked it.
It looks like it could be a very good movie.
I like
it. Beautiful. Like
artsy?
It's very artsy.
Yeah.
Like, it's very artsy, and I think that's what turns a lot of people off.
I don't know. I pretty much so far, everything with, well, I'm not going to say everything, but a lot of things with Ryan Gosling ended up like,
I like Ryan Gosling.
I like, it's funny because my two favorite actors' names.
You can't
are
say
Ryan.
Nicolas Cage and you like Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, cool.
I can remember Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling isn't in a shitty movie every two out of three.
There's Ryan Reynolds, who I like, and Ryan Gosling. And
which reminds me, is Burt Reynolds Ryan Reynolds in?
No. As far as I know, that'd be awesome.
That'd be funny.
That'd be amazing.
I don't see the resemblance.
No, there's no
resemblance.
I guarantee you the mustache is genetic. So there's no way.
Well, no. You see, he takes a chainsaw to his face there just to keep that.
Well, I guarantee you, if you looked in a microscope, Burt Reynolds is sperm, but have mustache.
I would not doubt this.
But yeah, Ryan Gosling, I liked it, but I agree with what I said on Facebook. It's the summary of it is. Ryan Gosling.
Spoiler alert.
Nothing spoiler about it. It's just Ryan Gosling wants to give some people their money back, and they're being dicks about it.
That is pretty cool.
That's the summary of that movie.
Okay. He gives them 5 minutes. And if they're not
even that premise. I'm just talking about like the overall plot of it is
Ron Perlman.
Hey, oh, Ron Perlman's in it.
Yeah. It's Ron Perlman gonna break your legs.
Yeah, Ron Perlman's in it.
I like Ron.
Bryan Cranston's in it too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston's in it. There's a lot of people in it. The dad from he's in other stuff, but the only thing that I can remember right now is the dad from Knocked Up is in it, and some other people. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it.
That same director has another movie coming out.
Drive 2?
Drive 2,
it basically could be. It
Drive
has Ryan
Carolina.
Gosling, and I think it's the same director and writer, but it's Only God Forgives.
I actually have seen the trailer for that one.
Alright. From what I'm hearing, it's not all that good.
I heard that.
But, based on that trailer alone, I have to see it. Because the trailer is that badass. Right, have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll watch it after this. But, as a matter of fact, I think it's about time to wrap up.
Oh, no, there was one other thing.
What do you want to talk about?
That the U.S. is no longer the most obese.
I saw that.
What are we?
We're two. Mexico.
Wait. Hold on. This is bullshit. I mean, we're not number one. USA!
Now we just have to go out and get a bunch of pizzas and just...
We're the home of deep fried butter.
But yes, Mexico has beaten us 32 point something. And we're at 31.8.
Yeah.
And then there's I want to say this is either a tie for third or a tie for fourth. But
I just realized how big of a number 38% of the population being overweight is.
But
yes.
The thing is
then again,
I think the
standard is ridiculous because
it's not that.
No,
well,
some of the people who it says should be smaller, I can already wrap two fingers around.
Yeah. Well, that's a height thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's really
a certain, it's your BMI, and then
they should be gaining weight.
Well, if that's the thing. Like, when it was made, the average height wasn't...
Well, BMI takes your height into account, but the thing is, BMI becomes less and less accurate the taller you are and how much muscle you have and the shorter you are.
That's
stuff
the thing,
because like
it doesn't really take into consideration muscle. Like, Like, our roommate is 220 and
6'3".
He's about as tall as me. He's about 6 foot. But the thing is it would show on the BMI scale that he is obese because his body to mass, it's, I think at that height, he's supposed to be like 180, 190.
Well, he'd be overweight. He wouldn't be obese.
Yeah, he'd be overweight because I'm overweight. Obese
I'm
is
aiming for 180 pounds at this point.
I'm aiming.
I don't know.
My end goal is 150.
That'd be nice.
Whoa.
It would be. Yeah.
Why?
That's what my target weight
no.
would be. For my height, yes.
No, you are short.
You realize that your height, it's not linear. It's proportional to the square of your height.
See, 150, if I was 150, my God.
No, you're too tall for me. Like,
yeah.
150 would be really low end for you.
It would be, honestly, 20 pounds less for me.
Yeah,
I'm debating whether
you're probably at 180, you're about as tall as me, right?
Yeah, a little less.
180
yeah.
is not
you,
bad. See, 180.
No, at 180, at my height, that's.
You kind of look at like.
Just above, that's just above normal.
You see,
that's one. That's 1 week of you, like, not eating a lot from being normal.
See, I don't have a problem going to the gym. I have a problem sticking to a diet.
I have not had that issue this week because I started new medicine and I don't eat.
Well, like,
I need to eat healthier.
I can eat healthy. But then there's times where at work I'll go get like a cookie or two from work.
Well,
but then there was like last night where I sat there and me and were sitting there and we ordered Papa John's and we each got a small pizza and she wanted to get an apple pie.
Well,
I thought I was having a heart attack at work.
Really?
Because, which has made me currently swear off sodas and energy drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't want to touch them.
Good.
I don't want them anywhere near me.
I
need to lower my blood pressure because I'm way too angry, way too often.
Yeah.
Well, does that run in the family or is it just you? Like,
high blood pressure run in my family. I know that my dad chased my grandpa around with a socket wrench for like 45 minutes before.
Well, because if it runs in your family, you might.
I thought your mom had some high blood pressure. Like
she did. Yeah, I think she did.
You might want to go.
She blew up a mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember you telling that story.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if it runs in the family, you might just have to take medication for it.
Well,
but
no,
take medication without having to.
That's
yeah,
the thing, though. Like, if
you
can do it without it, that's one thing.
That's like me. Like,
if it's genetic, you can't.
Well,
even
if it's genetic, you can. And
you can
prolong
it.
Like,
yeah.
Zach's not old enough to be taking medicine for cholesterol.
So,
have to go in for a. I don't have to. But in order to get my medical down, I have to go in and get I guess it's like a physical.
Yeah,
done,
me too.
And I have to get my blood drawn, get my cholesterol drawn.
Yeah.
And at that time, like you would get prescribed medication if it was too high.
So
it's just too high.
Barely.
That's the thing. It's just barely. Like if it's high enough, they will give you medication.
So this heart attack I thought I was having?
Yeah.
I actually had to stop working.
Yeah, really.
For like a good 10 minutes and just stand still.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was dying, everything was going blurry, and I couldn't hold anything.
Okay. You might have had a stroke.
I couldn't hold my water cup with one hand.
Yeah.
I had to use both.
I kind of judge based on if I can help hold my hand straight.
But yeah, no, not drinking soda and believe it or not, you'd be surprised how much better you feel.
That's the thing, like, drinking a soda every now and again is fine. Like, I'll drink it at the movies.
Oh.
And I'll drink it.
Can Snapples count?
No. Well,
it depends.
Snapples
is juice.
Well, no, it depends on the sugar. You're
that's the thing.
It's sugar content. Like, it's juice is not as bad as soda because of.
The thing is, Snapple's not, like, 100% juice. That's the only thing. Like,
I like fruit.
Well, no,
for like cran apple juice, that's good.
Like drink more water than anything.
As long as it's not high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the thing, like, because all juices are going to have sugar because it's fructose. But as long as it's not high fructose corn syrup,
it's not
or
as bad.
Or acorn syrup, it's not as bad.
But juices can still be, like soda, they're not as bad, but...
It's still better just to
drink
water.
Trying to go in a different direction.
Yeah, no, like, if you're
it's way better,
get
like,
rid of soda, and you still need something
that
like
sugar,
that, juice is probably
like,
best.
Go from soda to juice to water.
Yeah.
That's the easiest.
What else is there to drink?
Coffee.
V8?
I don't like coffee.
Okay.
What about
V8?
V8. I might try V8s.
V8's pretty good.
You get used to drinking water.
V8's a juice.
It's a vegetable juice.
Okay.
Actually, tomato's not a vegetable.
See, the thing, I just usually just carry water around.
Yeah.
I've
tried, because I usually carry a 24-pack in the trunk of my car, and I buy a 24-pack for work.
Yeah, I keep water here, and then I have their water coolers.
I don't like drinking. I don't mind drinking tap, but for purified water.
There's no difference. I guarantee.
Taste-wise, there's not.
I guarantee you know what that is right there. Somebody put a filter on a damn faucet.
Well, no, I don't doubt that, but it's still there's not as much.
You want me to show you my water report?
No, I've seen our water report. It's just, I don't know, there is a difference. I can taste the difference.
You can taste the difference?
I can. Now, I know some people can't, and some people don't. I don't mind drinking tap. It's just, I prefer bottles.
Yeah, I understand it.
Especially after kids. The thing is if you have, like, a Keurig machine, you will notice the water. If you have, like, two Keurig machines, you use one with purified water, the other with tap water, there's a lot more buildup.
Yeah.
Than the tap water.
Tap water will tear up some shit.
That's why if I get another Keurig machine, which I plan on it eventually, I'm only using bottled water.
How'd you break the Keurig?
I was trying to follow the instructions to decalcify it. But they say use
vinegar.
It was undistilled vinegar.
Undistilled?
Or it was some type of vinegar that you can't buy in the store. Like, it's not the kind that...
Acetic acid?
No, I have to reread it. I want to say it said undistilled vinegar.
Vinegar is distilled.
It said some kind of vinegar. And
that's
I know...
how you make vinegar.
Yeah, and I kind of figured that. So I was like, well, maybe distilled vinegar will work. And so I was following the instructions, and after the second set, it kind of started smoking.
Oh.
And after that, it just would not work. I'm sure it would have worked now. I threw it away because I don't think it works.
Hey, you're lucky that you didn't pass up. I had a classmate in school.
You were there. You were saying this exact same thing when this is happening.
Yeah, well, podcast hasn't heard the story.
Oh, okay. Well, please continue.
Well, I had a classmate in a school. We were making a car that ran on, like, a vinegar baking soda reaction. And then did some stuff. That's how it ran. Well, he decides, we need some more concentrated acetic acid to run this experiment. So he decides to try to distill acetic acid from vinegar on his stove.
Mm.
Mind you. I don't think, at this point, we had never taken a distill class, distillation. So we actually don't know how to do it that well. We know the basic idea, but...
Yeah.
So he's doing this boiling vinegar on the stove, trying to make it more concentrated. And he gets dizzy and passes out for a couple of hours.
Jeez, what kind of... I have to see the chemical composition of the acetic.
C2H3O. No, that's
so,
form. That's
what was it
no,
turning
acetic
off?
Acid. Huh?
What
no,
was
no. He was inhaling acetic acid.
Oh.
Like he was just inhaling it. Like you know how you smell vinegar?
Yeah.
You're inhaling it when you do that, but like more
concentrated,
like more vapors, and he passed out from the vapors.
Oh, wow. Dang.
We did a lot of stupid shit.
That's
that
generally
project.
What your college days are supposed to be.
Well, no, working on that project specifically, we did some
questionable things.
Questionable things.
All right, so what are you excited about Watch Dogs?
Wait, Watch Dogs.
Why are we raising our hands?
Yes.
Yes.
Extremely
where your cell phone is God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
It looks okay.
All right, I am really looking forward to Watch Dogs. On that note, though, I believe it is time to call it.
We will call it here. Okay, right. Well, this has been Checker Talks. This is Ryan Bradford.
Cut me off, motherfucker. This is Alan Aguilar.
This is the guy who's going to drag you over the table and beat you to death, Zachary Cox.
Please don't.